And now it's time for It's the Way of Love Live.
It's the Way of Love Live. The variety show committed to bringing you positive stories and life-affirming messages.
Combined with enough inspirational music and satirical comedy to make it worth everyone's while.
With informative interviews and dynamic guests, we present the best of what our global community has to offer.
In a format we lovingly call short attention span theater, we combine vaudevillian styles with futuristic sound effects technology for maximum entertainment value.
Together we focus on the most important issues of the day by exploring informed and enlightened approaches wherever we can find them.
Using serialized fiction, we bring to life great stories from the past and sci-fi possibilities of the future.
Thank you for joining us in our multimedia foray into the positive possibilities of our planet.
Hang on, you never know what to expect.
Here we go. It's the Way of Love Live.
So welcome everybody, this is MC Hager. I'm missing my beautiful wife Raquel. She's out there in the listening world, and I want to say this is for everybody for whom we feel we should give thanks. Now, we recently had Thanksgiving. I know you're all recovering from that, and you probably have heard the hubbub about un-Thanksgiving. It's a put out by Google and some other groups that are supporting kind of an alternative understanding of Thanksgiving and the founding of this country around indigenous people's rights. And those of you who know us know that Raquel and I have been involved with the Native American indigenous rights community for years, and we have lots of amazing connections that we're going to continue to bring on. And so this year we're going to really make them a part of our show, as we always have. The Ohlone Nation, the Mutsun Band of Ohlone people, is represented strongly in our life by Tribal Chair Anne Marie Sayers and her daughter, Canyon Sayers Rudes, Coyote Woman. So we start out with a little clip from Canyon, and this is MC Hager. You're listening to It's the Way of Love Live, and it's all about inclusiveness. We are not trying to make Thanksgiving anything bad. It's about understanding all the things that we should be thankful for, all the things that make this rich country such a beautiful tapestry from all over the world and people from right here in our backyard. So this is a very special friend of It's the Way of Love Live, and that's Canyon Sayers Rudes with the grandmother song.
Mishmin Tulheath, Conracott Canyon, Coyote Woman, Sayers Rudes. I just said good day in the Mutsun language. Good day. My name is Canyon Coyote Woman, and I come from Indian Canyon Nation, or the really long sentence, the Indian Canyon Mutsun Band of Costanoan Ohlone people. And my mother is Tribal Chairwoman Anne Marie Sayers. My mother and my grandmother, that when song, ceremony, and dancing stops, so does the earth. I too believe that. So I have my rattle here, my little coyote rattle, and I want to offer a grandmother song to honor our grandmothers and their grandmothers and in all Mother Earth. But without them and without her, we would not be here. We share this time and space together for a reason. So it's with that humility, that gratitude, that present-mindedness that I offer this song here in this space. And at the end of songs, if you ever meet any California natives, sometimes you won't hear anybody clap or you won't hear anybody snap, but we say, oh. So if you feel like you want to send this song out in a good way, you can say, oh, when I do at the end of the song. It's really, really fun because if all of us did it together, it goes out and it's really, really strong. So this is Canyon's grandmother's song. My, oh, come on. no son. And a big,
Yes.
Thank you.
And even her neighbors appreciate it.
I'm also singing for the neighbors too.
How wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. That awesome. Is
what a beautiful
beautiful song indeed from Canyon Sayers Roods, Coyote Woman, the grandmother song. Now, we have we believe in finding the median, the way of love, as all people doing what they love to make the world a better place. So we are thanking and honoring all peoples who have made this land what it is. You probably heard Canyon there talk about honoring the grandmothers. Well, we're going to honor all of our ancestors who made this land what it is. And so we're going to have a balance here. And this balance was in display at one of the shows that we did. You know that we have done shows for many years and we have content that we're just going to be pulling out. And this is brand new content. Nobody's ever heard this before. This is for you, our Way of Love audience. And this is the Seva benefit that was held at the Rio Theater that was specifically for Native Americans, bringing sight and vision treatment to Native Americans. And you're going to hear Wavy Gravy talk about why that came about for Seva. You can look up seva.org to find out more about the great vision bringing work they're doing around the world. But this is just a beginning. This show is going to have a great spread, and so I'm getting right into the content. We have two sections with Wavy Gravy. We've got Dave Allen, John Trudell, Peter Rowan. It's really so much that we really are having a great time and happy to bring this to all of you. We are going to take a few breaks in the recorded, pre-recorded content, and you may call in at 831-703-4420 just to talk about Wavy or honored who you'd like to honor and bring honor to as we support all the people that do so much in our lives. So this is the Wavy Gravy interview at the Seva Native American Benefit backstage. You might hear different music and all kinds of things going on because we like to set up as part of the show. And this is a documentary that I'm working on, and I'm giving you clips ahead of time, and we're going to be continuing to do that over time. But this is, in fact, a beautiful work that I'm working on right now that I'm going to give you some sneak peeks or sneak listens. And so here's the first part of the Wavy Gravy interview. Hi, I'm MC Hager.
I'm Raquel. We're here with
Wavy Gravy, hippie icon, flower geezer, and temple of accumulated error, activist, and clown.
It's the Way of Love Live. We're very happy to have Wavy with us here today. We're at the Rio Theater, and we have a very special event for your birthday, which was last week, right?
Yeah, well, every breath is my birthday, and it's yours also. So happy birthday to all of us, and let us keep having them indefinitely.
God bless you.
God bless us, everyone.
And my mentor, Anne-Marie Sayers, says, no son, every breath, so it is in spirit, as we're on Ohlone land, and that we have Ohlone guests tonight, too. We're at a wonderful, fantastic event, Seva Benefit, for Native American communities. Can you tell us about that, Wavy?
Well, here's the deal. For years and years, Seva was a blindness eradication program. Mm-hmm. And the artists were amiably honored to perform, but they were always saying to me, Wavy, when are you going to do something in the United States?
Yes.
And we looked at that, myself and fellow board members, and we thought, who is the most underserved in the United States? We did a big show called Home Aid for homeless folks at St. John the Divine, prelude to the Homeless March on Washington. But actually, it was the indigenous people of this country that really got the particular end of the stick. And we thought we would wipe that stick off and make it into a talking stick to alert people to the plight of the indigenous, especially around diabetes, which is almost epidemic in Native Americans. And we also early on, with the cooperation of the farm in Tennessee, an enormous cluster of hippies that originated with Stephen Gaskin and San Francisco State, and they piled into 100 buses and drove to Tennessee, and they came to the Rosebud Reservation and erected the shell of what would be the Rosebud Clinic. And we, Seva, and in particular, my good wife, Jahanara, put one of the most amazing indigenous women you ever see in your life, Rosemary Means, now Decoria, at the wheel of a telephone with a stipend, and she dialed up the American Friends Association that equipped this clinic, which is now, been going 20, 30 years now, and is totally in the hands and the careful guidance of Native people. I said to Stephen Gaskin, perhaps we could call our team good, because Stephen's charity work is under the name of the Plenty. So it would be Good and Plenty. And that really warmed the cockles of my heart. In a cold night, you want warm cockles.
Oh, do I have warm cockles? Let me tell you, I'm feeling it right through all of my chakras. What a wonderful treat. We have more of Wavy coming up later. We have a lot of wonderful stuff. And it's all about honoring. It's about honoring those who came before and about honoring the life that's around us. Shortly, we're going to be hearing a John Trudell interview, but I'm going to play his honor song called Listening, which I think is very emblematic of the honor that we need to pay all of life.
I was listening to the voices of life, chanting in unison, carry on the struggle. The generations surged together in resistance to meet the reality of power. Mother Earth embraces her children and natural beauty to last beyond oppressor's brutality. As the butterfly floats into life, we are the spirit of natural life, which is forever. The power of understanding, real connections to spirit, is meaning our resistance, our struggle, is not sacrifice lost. It is natural energy, properly used. One time, I was visiting with my relatives. The clouds, the mountains, the sky, the trees. My relatives touched my spirit, nudged it lovingly. Listen to us, impatient one. We are forever. You must remember the gentleness of time. You are struggling to be who you are. You say you want to learn the old ways. Struggling to learn when all you must do is remember. Remember the people. Remember sky and earth. Remember the people have always struggled to live in harmony, in peace. Struggle against selfishness and weakness so the people may live as nations. The old ways are hard. The people have always had to work together. Remember, impatient one, remember and live. Do not be afraid of truth. Respect, discipline, share your life so the people may live. Honor sky and earth. Honor yourself. Honor your relations. Remember, impatient one, the gentleness of time. Grandmother Moon, you are more than light in the night. You are more than the moon. You are spirit connection. Your energy is our life. You are memories to generations past. You are the creator of sensations that will always last. You are the knowledge, the teacher, the influence to keep the people sane. You are a healer for spirit pain. Grandmother Moon, we love you. And we are angry at the invaders who trash you and violate our universe with their mechanical uncleanliness. We pray for you, for us, and for the invader who just can't comprehend respect, love, or the balance of life. We do not join the invading madness. From the way they act, it speaks of spirit sadness. Machine money progress is the cause of our common abuse. We see you, grandmother. We feel you. We love you. We know through your reality, we will endure. We are one. We pray for you. We pray to you. Grandfathers whispering in the wind, rejoice at the life you are a part of. Natural energy bound to natural laws. You will survive this temporary madness imposed upon you. Natural life is longer than oppressors' illusionary insanity. Spirits experience human deeds but need not end. This is just one place of changes. Spirit life is forever if you want. The universe is your home. You can survive here. Do not let them kill you. Keep your spirit strong. For distant stars and distant drums are the memories of spirit infancy. Children of Earth, let the spirit live so you can grow in your place in the universe.
Aho, Natakuyase no son. Oh, what a beautiful song that was. And to bring it all to the center of honoring life. And so here is the John Trudell interview. Now, we were interviewing people backstage at the Wavy Gravy Show as they went up, and it culminated later on with everybody coming up on stage. But I'm going to play a little bit of the interviews of each of these people. And so here's John Trudell at the Save a Benefit in 2012, actually. It was a little while ago, but still so important for us today. Here's John Trudell. We are here with a master words craft, John Trudell. Now, John, you have been part of this movement, this Native Earth movement, for many years now. Thank you for the service.
I just do what I do, right?
You do. Now, I just heard you put it in there in one of the clearest ways that I've heard from any leader in our community, and that's that we've got to give the energy to the good guys. You're one of the good guys. Seva are the good guys.
Yeah.
We're giving our energy. Thanks. What energy do you bring that is so unique?
You know, I just try to be coherent. I mean, I just try to make sense.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I try to do. That's my goal, to make sense. And so if I bring any energy, I like to think that it makes sense.
Yes.
All right?
Yes. Very few make sense anymore. I know it sounds strange, but what people bring, you know, we were just talking with Jeremy Goodfeather.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the next generation and how they respond to a very clear, direct message, making sense. Now, I've heard you be, over the years, many times be very poetic, but you made more sense out there tonight than I've heard.
Right on, cool. So, I'm sure what was going to happen, right? So cool.
Yeah. No, but there's, you cut right to the quick like nobody else has. So you must be seeing something on the spirit level because it's a channel.
Well, you know, I don't know. I see, I'm just me.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way I see. I'm just me, and I, being me, and I know that some of the lines, especially when I'm writing, they show up in my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't think, but I've never, you know, thought in terms of anything other than it just shows up in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, and I wonder about it sometimes, but I've never thought in terms that I'm channeling or anything. It's just, you know, I just think in terms I'm crazy.
Well,
that's how I, that lumps it up for me because the stuff shows up.
Yeah. Well,
craziness, you know, there's a fine line between brilliance and crazy. But if you keep landing on the side of brilliance, which I've seen you under many different incarnations in that regard. Now, you know, we talked a lot about Russell Means and Dennis Banks. We know a lot of the history of AIM, a lot of the history in San Francisco. We've discussed before on this program. But I've seen where a lot of them have been a part of the story of what's happened. But you've been pushing ahead to what's next. You've been never settling. You know, there were times when you were the storyteller and nobody knew what that meant. But you were already doing it.
But I'm just me being me. That's the only, you know, I mean, I'd like to take credit and say I had a plan.
Right.
But my plan is I just erase days. Right?
One at a time, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. But I mean, every day to me, like, is baseball, I'm erasing today. I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. And that's not a negative thing to me.
Sure.
It's like cleaning the slate, so to speak,
sure.
Right?
And, cleaning the karma, wiping.
Yeah, you know.
Wiping the energy.
But I just do what I do. I got no explanation for it. You know, sometimes I mean, I understand in some kind of way that sometimes I can be really coherent. I mean, beyond
maybe.
But I also keep in perspective. I can be equally incoherent.
Uh-huh.
So I can't be in any parade. I can't lead any parade.
Well, it depends on the listener too, in terms of the coherence.
Yeah.
Because I have yet to hear an incoherent line come out of you, and I've heard what's been recorded time and time again, and I've heard what you just speak many times, and so maybe is it that. In this day and age, many people have trouble being themselves, and so most people aren't being themselves.
I think most people are afraid to be themselves.
Mm.
Because they think they're not good enough.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, you cut to the chase. I think that's what allows the feeder of energy to get away with feeding off the mass, energy of the mass of the human beings. They're called citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't recognize themselves respectfully enough to prevent it from happening.
Right.
I mean, when you just base it, I mean, just breaking it down to basic math to me, right? But that part of not liking themselves enough isn't something they thought up, because you know actually most negative things people believe about themselves, they didn't think that up. Somebody said it and put it in their heads until they believed it.
Right.
So you know, and I think and almost. I mean, if everyone is authentic about and the authenticity of energy, I think the most of the energy of America is contaminated with that fear of not being good enough.
Mm.
And I think that's what makes this other program run.
Right. Now, one of the things that the name of our program is It's the Way of Love. And one of the reasons we chose this program is because we speak to a lot of people, and what we find is that most people, when you ask them what they do, they'll spend 90% of the time speaking of the problem and 10% of the time speaking of their inspiration or their solution or their love. And so we ask people to switch that around. We say, let's talk about your love and your inspiration. So I want to ask you, John Trudell, what is the way of love to you?
Well, I think love is an interesting word. Sometimes I think it's only, in reality, I think maybe it's, you know, like human being. See, the being and the human, these are connected. One, right?
Right.
And I think love maybe needs a being form too. Because I've seen love there's love that needs proof, there's love that's jealous, there's love that's possessive. See, and then there's love that likes, and there's love that cares.
Right.
Right? And so I look at, so I think that love that cares, all right, that's, I think, but I can't just say love by itself,
right.
For me personally. I can't just say love by itself, because I've seen all these other activities come out of it.
Right.
But caring, out of caring, I've never seen these other activities. Caring just cares.
Right.
See, caring, right?
You know, love doesn't have, I mean, caring doesn't have all those other baggage.
So I think that love and caring, see, when love is teamed up with caring,
right.
compassion. Like human is teamed up with being. Mm-hmm. See, then I think it starts to get synchronized. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I do think... Because with the terminology and everything that we're doing now, yeah, I think there are several things I think that really need to be looked at so that we can really see further into them. And I think love is one of those words.
Oh, yeah.
All right? And because I think that, yeah, because the caring. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you really think about it, the love without caring is what's being massively programmed into people who have insecure feelings and low self-esteem. See, just the concept of love, caring, don't worry about the caring, just the love, right? I mean, that's what we're being programmed with. The advertising, everything is being programmed that way. See, leaving out, like, it's like saying I'm only human, right? We're conditioned, that's what, yeah. See, yeah. So I think that these are concepts that really need to be examined and looked at so that we have a full understanding. We can increase our understanding of these
concepts. We can increase our understanding of these concepts by looking more deeply into them. Love and caring. See, that's truly coherent words directly from the poet John Trudell. And we have so much more of that we're going to be showing in our eventual documentary, and we're going to be playing more clips for you. We are about caring, and we're about caring about all people and about all of history and how things come together. And so we, as Wavy did that night, we offer also a different perspective, the perspective of the pioneer and the settler. And that was brought in by some of the artists we're going to talk about next. And this is KBCZ 90.1 FM, Community Radio of Boulder Creek, and KBCZ.org. We are so happy to be bringing you this special review of Seva and Wavy Gravy from his birthday. And as we can't do these live events, we've got to dig back in our archives and pull out the best of some of the old ones. And that's what we're going to be continue doing for you here on It's the Way of Love Live. This is MC Hager. Once again, KBCZ 90.1 FM, Boulder Creek Community Radio, bringing the best of community to you. And it's the Way of Love Live, featuring people doing what they love to make the world a better place. And we like to talk about that and that love and how it motivates us. And John Trudell had so much. But what about the romantic love? We also think about that. We often refer to that. And coming out to California, boy, what a romance story. The greats, the riches, the wealth. And that's part of the rest of the evening tonight. We have Dave Alvin interview coming up shortly, but first the storyteller does his master work about that period of California and what drove those first settlers. Dave Alvin, King of California.
To warn you that I'll return.
King of California. You could probably gather I love history. I'm known as Mr. Paths at different time. I will be Mr. Past again in the future. I love history because all of life is reflecting on what has just come. And so reflecting on what has just come is, to me, what is lovely about people and what we share. And so I love doing this program with my wife, Raquel. I love doing these interviews. And this is one of my favorite interviews of her with Dave Alvin, that think about that history and David and all the things. And he brings us back here to Boulder Creek, which is what I love. So here is the Dave Alvin Way of Love interview.
The Sing for Seva with Mr. David Alvin. Welcome to Santa Cruz.
Mr. David Alvin, I like that. Very formal.
Grammy Award winner, musician.
Yeah, among other things, yeah.
What are some other hobbies you have?
Sleeping.
Are you on the road a lot?
Grammy Award winning sleeper. Yeah, I live on the road, yeah.
Well, welcome to Santa Cruz. Have you been here before?
Have I been to Santa Cruz before? Before you were born, darling. Yeah.
What were some of your earliest adventures here?
Trying not to get arrested.
Been to Boulder Creek?
Have I been to Boulder Creek?
Have you been
Creek?
To the big trees?
I've been to the big trees up mm-hmm. north. I've never mm-hmm. been to the big trees in the peninsula. Mm-hmm. Boulder Creek, no. Nah.
Okay.
Maybe I have been to Boulder Creek. I don't know. Is that near...
Henry... Well, it's past Pelton. Have you been to Henry Cowell?
Oh, you're talking... Well, wait, no. I'm thinking of Henry Coe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no.
Well, welcome to Santa Cruz.
Thanks.
What is it that you love about Santa Cruz?
The weather's great, and it's like a nice transition, mm-hmm. you know, between Northern and Southern California, so you get the best of both cultures, you know.
Mm-hmm. What is it that inspires your music?
Trying to get out of bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. Writing songs to help people get out of bed, because getting out of bed in the morning is the hardest thing to do, you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you have good dreams?
When I dream, yeah, they're pretty good, I guess.
Good.
You?
I feel like I'm a good dreamer when You're I can actually have them.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm lucky enough.
Well, you know, I spend so many nights on the road, and I'm always sleeping in different beds every mm-hmm. night, so you tend to have vivid dreams because you don't get used to mm-hmm. to a solid bed. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming to Santa Cruz. We look forward to your participation.
You got it. Have fun.
Thanks.
See you in Boulder Creek.
See us in Boulder Creek. Indeed, we are in Boulder Creek. Dave Alvin is so funny, and I love that interaction. So part of that interview, we kept going. It's we have so much stuff, and I'm just going to keep bringing it to you. So here's some more of Wavy Gravy. Then we're going to close out with a little Peter Rowan and some music. This is The Way of Love Live. I'm MC Hager. You're listening to KBCZ 90.1 FM, Boulder Creek Community Radio. And here is Wavy Gravy. Native American Seva announcements.
Website, you can sponsor different projects like a native garden project or a traditional garden. How did you all get that set up?
Well, we have some amazing indigenous people that have come into Seva. And when we first started doing Native American stuff, we did grants. And from all over Indian country, people would send in grants, and the NAPAG, Native American Project Action Group within Seva, would go through the grants and pick those ones that we thought we would be, as Ken Kesey suggested, trying to put our good where to do the most. And we did this for years and years and years, and then... through Lorelei again, we got into the diabetes work with Talking Circles of Elders, with garden projects, and bringing back the buffalo. And that was something that Seva's been involved in for, I guess, 7-8 years now. And now expanding with... all these garden projects throughout Indian country and all the way to Alaska. making Native people aware of their glorious roots and indigenous foods, and getting away from the lard and commodities that brought on this almost epidemic of diabetes in Indian country.
Mm-hmm. Aho.
Matakwiasi.
Do you go to the reservation frequently?
Not very much these days. I am taking it one breath at a time, and I go from Berkeley to Laytonville. That's pretty much my route, unless I get some time off, and then I want some hot sand and a beach and some chilling time.
What are some of your earlier experiences of being on the reservation, like Rosebud?
Well, how about hooking up with the caravan of broken treaties at the Bureau of Indian Affairs when they had taken over the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and we happened to drive up in our buses and help the Native people that were occupying to unearth some video cameras in a closet, and we did clinic of teaching Native Americans the art of video camera pointing at police.
Documenting the truth.
When the police came charging into the Bureau of Indian Affairs, we had like 15 cameras pointed at them, and they all adjusted their badges and backed up and reconsidered how they were going to proceed. It was a great thrill to have been useful in that matter. I mean, it was their event, and we were just being helpful.
How'd you come across John Trudell?
Well, I think that maybe it was there, or maybe we were in jail together for getting the Diablo Canyon, the suggestion that perhaps constructing a nuclear reactor on an earthquake fault was not such a terrific idea. And John is a close friend of Jackson Brown, as am I. So Jackson is our mutual friend, and John and I became friends, and he had this amazing band back then called Graffiti Man that Bob Dylan in Rolling Stone suggested was the best rock band in America. And this was, of course, due to the guitar prowess of Jesse Ed Davis, who is no longer of this orb.
What do you want to tell the children and future generations how we can unite and change the world? What's the secret?
Once again, just put your goodwill to the most. Feel where it's flowing, flow with it, and hey, give it a push, a gentle push.
Feel where it's flowing and give it a gentle push. That's Wavy Gravy. I know we got so much stuff, and we have so much we're going to keep bringing to you. And the Way of Love is about people finding out what good they can do and putting it all there, putting their good, their heart, their love, and as John Trudell says, their care into it behind everything they do. The next interview was a very special one for me and Raquel, one of my favorites, Peter Rowan. And he's so musical, he just had to keep the whole thing musical. And he's another example, although he's a West Coaster San Franciscan, he sings a lot about Texas and down in Texas, and we're going to be getting into more of that, and a lot of yodeling, a lot of Western lore. And Peter Rowan is one of the original troubadours, folk music leaders of that genre, crossing between country rock and folk. And so here we're going to start out with the Peter Rowan Way of Love interview, which is, of course, musical from the very beginning.
All right. That was pretty cool.
Okay,
let's
how about A?
Let's
do it in G, it's better.
Okay. We'll do it in G, it's better.
Ever feel lonesome? And you're down in San Antonio. Beg, steal, or borrow two nickels or a dime and call me on the phone. I will meet
This is Peter Rowan. Welcome to Seva.
I'm glad to be here in Seva.
You've been with Seva from the very earliest days. Wavy was telling us Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall and, and then Wavy used to put on shows my brothers and I used to play out in the Bay Area. They were always for Seva, I think.
Yeah.
But it's funny, I've met some folks who were on the Medicine Ball Caravan that went across the country all the way to Nepal and got Wavy started on the Seva mission. Some folks, some friends of mine live in Texas, and they were part of that. We have come for your daughters.
Right.
The old Medicine Ball Caravan. And I think Wavy was part of that, along with a bunch of folks that jumped on board. And he, you know, came back from Nepal with that image of the Buddha eyes from the Swayambhunath temple. Yeah. So it's been meaningful for me for many years, yeah.
There's a lot of Texas in the house tonight with these musicians, a lot of great people here.
Oh, yeah. Are they from Texas?
Well, I hear, there's, of course, the Black Rose of Texas. It's one of Dave Alvin's
songs. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Texas has always been a kind of a proving ground for us out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a varied audience and a very evocative kind of place, really. There's a lot of history there and a lot of...
Alamo, that's right,
yeah.
San Antone.
Yeah, and a lot of space where, you know, and a lot of sky, mm-hmm. Texas still, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a good place to write songs. And
is
write
it a good place
about.
To yodel?
You definitely get that big sky, you can just yodel your hearts out, yeah.
Could you give us one?
Give you a yodel?
Yeah.
Let's see here, I'll sing a little of... All around the water tank, waiting for a train, 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off you, railroad bum, a slam the boxcar door. Do you delay? Well, they put me off in Texas, a state I dearly love. The wide open space is all around me, a moon and stars above. What inspires me these days, you know, what inspires me a lot is what really young kids are into in terms of all the kind of music that they've inherited from their older generation, but stuff that we were into, you know, we heard music of the 1910s and 20s, and a lot of young kids are playing that stuff now. I think
they are.
I think
they're listening to everything.
It's going to be a resurgence, I think, coming up through string band, jug band music.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, the young rock and rollers, they always have my blessing.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've been inspiring a lot of us for a long time. This is a dream to be able to sit here and play, sing, and hear you. And I know that the early times, activism and this sort of involvement that you've done from the very beginning was really popular, and so do you see that perhaps coming back now in the young generation?
Yeah, but we'll have to see. It's, you know, we can never really put your finger on what's going on in terms of the moment in history that we're in. You know, right now we're having an eclipse of the sun.
Yes.
And is that affecting us? You know, is that making us a little...
Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly is the answer.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Undoubtedly. Yeah. Yeah. Things are always in flux. And I do think a lot of the young folks have more faith that it's going to work out than not.
Yes.
You know, at the same time, you know, we have to face up to what's going on. Today there was some big brouhaha up in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, there was a big gathering. And it's hard to keep up because, you know, I play music. I try and give that to people. And I hope that that's enough to inspire them, you know.
It is a gift, you know, the musicians, and Jerry used to say this, you know, I play, that's what I do, you know.
You can't really get out there marching along in the street.
That's right. But the song is out there on the streets.
The
music,
the song,
and the heart, the soul, and spirit, and yours has always been out there.
It is always out there. This is MC Hager. As you can tell, I'm still mastering all of these stuff. Got great content from all the times that we've done it. And we're going to go back to a little more of the Wavy Gravy excerpt, just letting us know why he's here and what it's about. And we're going to close off with some music. But here's Wavy Gravy a little more.
Bates, you've really played an influential role. Bringing smiles. Through being a clown, but also as I'm doing research on you, you have impacted the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, and we're really appreciative for your heart, your great heart.
Well, many of these musicians that are playing here, Peter Rowan, for instance, goes all the way back to one of the first Seva shows, which was at Carnegie Hall, which is kind of like a jail for music. But, you know, if you wanted to move a drape 2 feet, it would cost a stagehand a half a day's work to do it. And it was, I'll never go back there again. But we did an amazing sing out for Seva at Carnegie Hall, and Peter Rowan was... a part of that show. And Steve Earle has probably done 5 concerts for Seva over the years, and is not only performing but helping me make calls to other artists to get the word out.
Well, you know, they all love you so much, and they've been working on something special that only happens at your events, at your birthdays, and that is you have all these headliners who get together and play as a single band, and it's spectacular to see them just come up with the whole show during soundcheck. So that happens only for you.
Well, the house band over the years has been actually the Grateful Dead.
Right.
From the formation of Seva, which happened in Heartlands, Michigan 35 years ago, with a small grant from Steve Jobs. My friend Larry Brilliant opened up his Rolodex and dialed in myself and my wife and Ram Dass and a lot of the health workers and docs who worked on the smallpox eradication. And Nicole Grasset, this amazing French woman that I was talking about earlier, who flew measles vaccine through anti-aircraft flak to Beirut, with those chops, she was able to go to His Majesty's Government of Nepal and get us entree into that country to begin to do the blindness work.
It's starting.
It sounds like it's getting close.
Oh, it sounds like...
Well, you followed your life, the way of love. You are an amazing person, live an amazing life, and you continue to help children, bring together people, raise money. We really, really thank you, Wavy.
Well, thanks for thanks.
Yes.
Back at you.
And thanks for coming to our community and all the people who have done so much. You brought so many amazing, talented, and spirited people together. It's a great group.
All right. Well, we're all in this together. So we need all the help we can get. So when I'm not here, you got to keep on keeping on. I'm just... a 76-year-old clown, taking it one breath at a time, and I'm around for as long as I'm around, but eternity now, that's my slogan.
Amen.
Uh-huh. And women, too, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and rake.
Yes, and he's still kicking, and we're still going to be doing more birthday celebrations for Wavy. That's great. He was talking about Peter Rowan playing in the prison of musical places, Carnegie Hall. I've never heard it quite described as that, but I can understand why Wavy would think so. I wanted to give you a little taste of Peter Rowan here as we close it out, and this is an extended Midnight Moonlight by Peter Rowan. Siva, they're the good folks. Seva means service, and we're serving you with Peter Rowan. Midnight Moonlight. Make sure to turn in next week, where we're going to bring you another ample helping of delicious audio nutrition. It's the Way of Love Live. Filling your ears with the warm sound of love, care, and appreciation. Honoring all who come before. Bringing the truth of life and love to all people. With a swing, with a bounce in our step. Having fun, because that's the way of love. Special thanks to Lefty and Raquel and everybody else who made Wavy Gravy Seva Native American style possible. And we'll be bringing more of that and more of everything, because it's time to show the love that we all feel.
in the moon.